From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention whether or not it declared independence. He said if Catalonia announced a decision to secede, regional president Carles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. If independence was declared, he said, Catalonia will have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont Tuesday said he had a mandate to declare independence, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Speaker of the Catalan Parliament, Carme Forcadell, warned Spain a harsh response would only create further tension. She said you cannot use repression to stop a democratic process. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said Wednesday it supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish Constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation to ensure unity and respect of Spanish Constitution.
Under that Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. The Electoral Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has said a presidential election to replace Joseph Kabila cannot take place before 2019. The commission said it would need more than 500 days to organize the poll once voter registration is complete. Mr. Kabila has already served the constitutional limit of 2 terms, was supposed to have been replaced in a November election. An agreement with the opposition set an election date for sometime next year. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila of trying to cling to power. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, continue to battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Kevin DeLeon is leader of the California State Senate.
This is absolutely devastating. It's heartbreaking. It is crushing. This looks like another planet when you see these homes that have been reduced to rubble, cars that are burned out, and my deep concern, obviously, is the continued forecast with the high winds that may whip up the fires.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is among the hardest-hit areas, with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated. President Donald Trump said North Korea and its nuclear missile threats is a problem that has to be solved. He acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but he said his is the one that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people. But I listen to everybody, and ultimately, I will do what's right for the United States, and really, what's right for the world.
In a later interview, the president said, "We can't let this go on." He praised China for being helpful. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister told Russia's state-run TASS news agency, Mr. Trump has lit the wick of war with North Korea, and he will pay with a hail of fire. A UN Human Rights report Wednesday accused Myanmar security forces of brutally driving out more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from northern Rakhine State, destroying their homes and crops to ensure they don't return. Thomas Hunneke is a member of the UN Human Rights Office mission to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine states and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner.
Myanmar's army chief Thursday dismissed the number of refugees fleeing to Bangladesh as exaggerated. The UN Security Council is to be briefed Friday by former UN Chief Kofi Annan. UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman is to visit Myanmar Friday. In Syria, 3 suicide bombers blew themselves up near police headquarters in Damascus Wednesday, killing at least 2 others and wounding several, the attack claimed by Islamic State. The head of Hamas and the militant Palestinian group has reached agreement with rival Fatah on aspects of their reconciliation. Both sides have been meeting in Egypt this week in a bid to end their decade-long split. Details expect to be outlined in a news conference Thursday. Provisional election results in Liberia's election are expected Thursday following Tuesday's election to succeed outgoing President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Some 20 candidates vying for the post. A runoff expected November 7th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.